This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is asking the U.S. intelligence community to keep pushing for answers on how the COVID-19 pandemic began. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he and most other scientists believe the virus most likely occurred naturally.
But no one knows that 100% for sure.
And it's possible the virus emerged from a lab accident, a theory the Biden administration spent months minimizing. The president now says those are the two likely scenarios the intelligence community is considering, and he wants officials to redouble their efforts.
We have to get a better sense of the origin of COVID-19, and also how do we prevent the next pandemic.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president wants a report within 90 days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us that there is now a third antibody drug available for COVID-19 patients.
The drug to be given as an IV treatment within 10 days of a patient developing COVID symptoms was intended for mild to moderate cases to keep things from getting more serious. It's intended for patients who are older or have underlying conditions that put them at greater risk of severe disease. The medications developed by GlaxoSmithKline and Vir Biotechnology.
That's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Egypt and the United States said that they will work together to reinforce a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Cairo and Amman on Wednesday on a regional tour. Egypt has longstanding relations with both sides in the conflict and played a key role in brokering the ceasefire after 11 days of fighting. This is VOA News.